കഴിഞ്ഞ ഞായറാഴ്ച, അതായത് സെപ്റ്റംബർ 3-ാം തീയതിയാണ് സിഡ്നി മലയാളി അസോസിയേഷന്റെ ഓണാഘോഷങ്ങൾ നടന്നത്. കുട്ടികളുടെയും മുതിർന്നവരുടെയും കലാപരിപാടികൾ നിറഞ്ഞ ഓണാഘോഷത്തിൽ നിരവധി വിശിഷ്ടാതിഥികൾ സംസാരിച്ചു. ഇന്ത്യയിൽ നിന്നുള്ള MP ഡോക്ടർ ശശി തരൂർ പരിപാടിയിൽ സംസാരിച്ചു. MP ശശി തരൂറിന്റെ പ്രസംഗത്തിൽ പ്രവാസികളായ മലയാളികളുടെ സവിശേഷതകളും മറുനാട്ടിൽ ചെയ്യുന്ന പ്രധാനപ്പെട്ട പ്രവർത്തനങ്ങളെക്കുറിച്ചും പ്രതിപാദിച്ചു. മെൽബണിൽ നടന്ന റൈറ്റേഴ്സ് ഫെസ്റ്റിവലിന്റെ ഭാഗമായായിരുന്നു ശശി തരൂർ ഓസ്ട്രേലിയയിലെത്തിയത്. അനീറ ഓഫ് ഡാർക്നെസ്, ദ ബ്രിട്ടീഷ് എംപയർ ഇൻ ഇന്ത്യ എന്നതാണ് അദ്ദേഹത്തിന്റെ അടുത്തിറങ്ങിയ പുസ്തകത്തിന്റെ പേര്.
ഇറ്റ്സ് ഓൾവേസ് വെരി റിമാർക്കബിൾ ടു സീ ദി സിവിക് സ്പിരിറ്റ് ഓഫ് കേരള മലയാളീസ് ഹു ഗെറ്റ് ടുഗെദർ വെറെവർ ദേ ആർ. ഇൻ ഫാക്ട് വെൻ ഐ വാസ് മിനിസ്റ്റർ ആൻഡ് ഐ വെന്റ് ടു ബഹ്റൈൻ, ഐ വാസ് ടോൾഡ് ഒഫീഷ്യലി ബൈ ദ ബഹ്റൈൻ ഗവൺമെന്റ് that there were 103 Indian associations in Bahrain, of which 94 were Kerala associations. So it's good to know there is one Sydney Malayali association, is that right? Or are there multiple ones? Multiple ones, all right. Well, you know how it goes. One Keralite is a poet, two Keralites is an argument, three Keralites is a Kerala association, four Keralites is two Malayali associations. So that's the usual formula. But it's still good to get together and remind those of you who have grown up in Kerala will remember why you are celebrating this occasion. But for the kids, the young ones, it is an opportunity to indirectly be reminded of the roots that they are in many ways leaving behind. It was interesting that obviously in all these diaspora communities, once you skip a generation, you find that the appeal of the motherland changes. So possibly the first generation of kids still relate to Kerala. The next generation, if you're lucky, will still relate to India. And thereafter, it's all over. There's a distant memory. It's our grandparents' country. It's our grandparents' state. And that is what happens unless a conscious effort is made to actually preserve this sense of identification.
പ്രവാസികളുടെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ കുട്ടികൾ ജന്മനാടിനെ ഓർക്കുന്നത് ഓരോ തലമുറ കഴിയുമ്പോഴും മാറുന്നു എന്ന കാര്യം ചൂണ്ടിക്കാണിക്കുകയാണ് തരൂർ.
I myself grew up in Mumbai, Calcutta and Delhi. I was born in London. So I didn't have a Kerala upbringing at any stage of my life. But my parents took me back to Kerala and my sisters every year for vacations. For them, vacation time was a time to go home, as they saw it, to their parents, their loved ones, their relatives. For the small kids, initially, we didn't like it so much. And so especially going back to villages in Kerala where conditions were still fairly primitive. But after a while, we began to see the value in it. And today, I'm very pleased to say my generation, my sisters and I, have not only kept our links to Kerala, but we have actually been able to convey something of the value of those links to the next generation as well. And that's what you're all doing. I congratulate you for doing it. The fact is that here in Australia, I believe Malayalis bring in many ways the best ingredients into the Australian melting pot. Because we are a very famously adjusting people. We are a people who travel a lot, who go to different countries and make our homes without very much of difficulty in that process.
ഓസ്ട്രേലിയയിലെ സാംസ്കാരികമായ വൈവിധ്യങ്ങൾ നിറഞ്ഞ അന്തരീക്ഷത്തിലേക്ക് മലയാളി സമൂഹം ഒട്ടേറെ സംഭാവനകൾ ചെയ്യുന്നതായി ശശി തരൂർ പറയുന്നു. എന്നാൽ മലയാളികളുടെ ജന്മനാട്ടിലെയും മറുനാട്ടിലെയും സ്വഭാവ രീതിയിൽ വലിയ മാറ്റങ്ങൾ കാണാമെന്ന് അദ്ദേഹം പറയുന്നു. മറുനാട്ടിൽ കൂടുതൽ അധ്വാനിക്കാൻ മലയാളികൾ തയ്യാറാണെന്ന് അദ്ദേഹം ചൂണ്ടിക്കാട്ടുന്നു.
And the reputation of Keralites for being hard workers, for being reliable, for being productive and for being efficient has preceded them everywhere. I've met ministers in the Gulf countries who say, send us more Keralites. That's the kind of reputation you've all got. And the other thing is that the Keralite is profoundly schizophrenic. There is one Keralite when he's in Kerala, and the same Keralite is very different when he's abroad. So I was astonished to discover that many foreign countries, I heard the same thing in Malaysia and I heard the same thing in Kuwait, said that Keralites were the best, most disciplined, best organized and non-political workers imaginable. Whereas, of course, in Kerala, Keralites will strike at the top of a hat. There will be red flags at every issue, every protest. And the same Keralite who enjoys a 4 or 6 lane highway in a foreign country will be the first to protest if somebody wants to widen the 2 lane road outside his house. So Kerala is a very special place. But the Keralite abroad definitely has earned a reputation that makes all of you very, very attractive and welcome in this society.
ഓസ്ട്രേലിയയിലെ അന്തരീക്ഷം പ്രവാസികൾക്ക് ഇണങ്ങുന്നതാണെന്ന് ശശി തരൂർ ചൂണ്ടിക്കാണിക്കുന്നു. ഒരു ഓസ്ട്രേലിയൻ പൗരനായിരിക്കുമ്പോൾ തന്നെ മലയാളികൾക്ക് ഓണാഘോഷങ്ങൾ നടത്തുവാനും മറ്റു കലാപരിപാടികൾ സംഘടിപ്പിക്കുവാനുമുള്ള അവസരങ്ങൾ ഇവിടെയുണ്ടെന്ന് അദ്ദേഹം പറയുന്നു.
But I've heard you saying Thali somewhere.
That's
Thali
about
meal.
India.
And do you think we're part of that meal?
Well, in India, I say that we are not a melting pot. We are a Thali, because a Thali, as you know, has a number of different dishes on a common plate, but each dish is in a separate bowl and doesn't necessarily flow into the next. So we don't melt together. People keep their distinctive identities, whether it's state, whether it's language, whether it's religion, whether it's caste, and so on. And yet, as I argue, they all belong together on the same platter to give you a satisfying meal. So the Thali is my metaphor for India. In foreign countries, there is more of a forced mixture. In America, of course, homogenization is the name of the game. A century ago, the Americans said they don't like the idea of hyphenated Americans. Once you come to America, you become American. And indeed, whether somebody is wearing an Italian surname or a Yugoslav surname or a Greek surname, they'll be indistinguishable from somebody bearing a Scottish surname or an English one or a German one. And they will largely dress similarly, have the same kinds of eating tastes, musical tastes, sporting tastes. It's much more a homogenized society. Australia was like that, but I'm beginning to understand that now there is more of a willingness to accept diversity. I still remember more than 35 years ago when I was working for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, an Australian immigration officer who had come from a refugee background, a Yugoslav background in his case, said there's been so much assimilation that when refugees came from another part of Europe, other than his own family background area, and he couldn't speak to them except through an interpreter, somebody said to him, "What's the matter with you? You don't speak Refo?" That was the kind of assumption in Australia in those days. Today, I think perhaps people are more conscious of these differences. And hopefully that gives you the space to be yourselves, that you can be a proud Malayali and a proud Australian at the same time.
Shashi Tharoorinu Purame, Minister for Multiculturalism and Minister for Disability Services, MP Ray Williams, Jody Mackay, State MP for Strathfield, Blacktown Councillor Susai Benjamin, UIA President John Kennedy, സിഡ്നി മലയാളി അസോസിയേഷൻ പ്രസിഡന്റ് ബാബു വർഗീസ് എന്നിവരും ഓണാഘോഷ പരിപാടികളിൽ സംസാരിച്ചു. ഓണാഘോഷത്തെക്കുറിച്ചും മലയാളികളുടെ സംഭാവനകളെക്കുറിച്ചും കേരളത്തെക്കുറിച്ചുമെല്ലാം എം പി റേ വില്യംസും ജോഡി മെക്കായും എടുത്തു പറഞ്ഞു.
A beautiful display of unity, not only for today, but what a symbol of hope and sincerity of harmony for our entire nation. We are the most culturally diverse country on earth, and yet we are the most socially cohesive. It is events like this where we get to celebrate and acknowledge your cultures, your heritage from Kerala here today, but also your warmth and your generous spirit and the harmony and social cohesion that you promote across the Malayali Association and your community. It's a great honor to be here. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
And the wonderful thing about Kerala, let me tell you, so I was in India in January, and when we came back, everyone said, they didn't say, did you go to Jaipur or did you go to Agra? They all said, did you go to Kerala? Because Kerala is the most beautiful place in India. ഒറ്റുകണേ കുയിലാളെ ഇത്ത പാരിസ്തൈ ഒട്ടുവേണം കുഴൽ കേണം.
Hey, 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 hey